أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين.
الله تعالى
rather the one who gives the benefit and the goodness, and the one who consoles, who takes mercy, and each and every action of him is absolutely pure from any flaw or defect, and also showing kindness to other people, and the one who is from whom the help is sought for. And the full understanding of this attribute has been given to us by the promised Messiah, alayhi salatu wasalam. 9 September on 1903, he said that I have got this revelation, the Salamun alaykum tibtum, that peace be on you and be happy. And then as there was a thought of the epidemic disease in those days, the plague was there in those days, so the Allah Almighty gave the remedy in this way, that this name should, attribute of God should be repeated again and again, Ya Hafiz, Ya Aziz, Ya Rafiq, that these three names were told by Allah Almighty. And he said that Rafiq is a new name of Allah, which before that was not mentioned among the attributes of Allah. So, therefore, this attribute is also of Allah Almighty, that He takes mercy. He shows mercy upon His people and safeguarding them from all types of sufferings, and shows them the paths of their benefit and prosperity. And His actions are absolutely free from all types of defect, and He is a very good companion for His creature, for His people, who always takes mercy, shows mercy to them. Therefore, the promised Messiah, alayhi salatu wasalam, says in some place that how he helps the believers. He says that in Bukhari, there is a saying of the Holy Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wasalam, that a mu'min, through the offering of the extra prayers, that he gets closer to Allah Almighty, as if God Almighty becomes his eye through which he sees, and he becomes the hand through which he grips, and he becomes the feet through which he walks. And in one tradition it is mentioned, Allah Almighty says that I also become his tongue through which he speaks. And for these people, Allah Almighty says that man ada li waliyan faqad azantahu lil harb, that the one who becomes enemy of my friend, then he should get ready for a fight with me. So this much sense of honor is there for such a person. And in another place it says that I am not reluctant in anything else than the taking the soul of the believer. So many a time he gets sick, but then he recovers, because the reason for that is that Allah Almighty wants to take the life, but gives him some extra life so that he can stay on longer in this life, in this world. So in one respect we can say ordinary people are there, those who benefit from the kindness and graciousness of Allah Almighty. And there are those people who are very special, those who are extremely devoted to Allah Almighty, who worship Him alone. And they consider Him to be their strong friend. And the best example of that in this world we have seen in the person of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who all the meanings of this word Rafiq, he is the one who got the benefit of all its various shades and colors and meanings. But still he was so keen to go close to Rafiqi Ala. That is why during his last sickness, these words he used to utter. He used to utter during his last sickness, he used to say, Fir Rafiqi Ala, Fir Rafiqi Ala. And this is the noble example which he has set, so that we can, keeping an eye on this world, we should keep our eyes on our friend of Allah. And then, nowadays when the Islam opponent forces, they are getting ready, there is one way through which we can protect ourselves and we can defend against their ill intentions. As I said that nowadays the opponents of Islam, they are attacking Islam and blaming it for aggression. And the intention of these people is very, very base and very bad in these days. And the intention was there. And today on 28th of March, the MP in Holland, De Wilder, he is going to release a film about the Holy Quran, but actually he has issued this release this film yesterday on 27th, and a very small TV has given some part of that, and it has been given on internet, and the big television channels, they have refused to give this on their channels. So maybe that these people, they understand the point, and Hazur says that, as I have said, it has been released on internet. So as I said in some of my previous sermons, that when he was asked about it, that the fifth verse of Surah Muhammad, وَإِذَا لَكُيْتُمُ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا حَتَّى إِذَا أَسْخَنْتُمْ هُوْهُ فَشُدُّ الْوَسَاقِ, So when you people have the fight with them, then you be very harsh upon them. And when you get hold of them, then tie the grippings very strongly. And this is one of the criticism that he has raised. This is a very old criticism. I have mentioned it before, that during the battles, these people do all sorts of things, and this is their mischief, that the next part of the verse they do not mention, that when the fight is over, then as a courtesy, as by accepting some ransom, you set free these people. Actually, this instruction is for this purpose, that Islam is so kind and so compassionate and taking care of the sentiments of other people, that this is very essential to mention this type of the teaching. And this is actually the beauty of the perfect teaching, that it is according to the situation, nor it should be very very hard and harsh, that on everything there must be a retaliation, must be a revenge, and nor on the other side it should be so relaxed and so kind that if some people slap on your right cheek, then you turn present the left cheek. And this is such a teaching on which the action is impossible. People cannot comply with that. And those people who believe in this teaching, they actually take revenge more than anybody else. And wielder who is following this teaching, a follower of this teaching, he should also see into his own heart and see whether how much he is actually acting upon his own teaching. Anyway, I would like to mention this teaching of the Holy Quran, and there are certain verses which I am going to present, which explain the humane teaching of Islam, of kindness and compassion. But before that, I want to draw your attention to one important thing, and that is that normally the Ahmadis, they pay attention to reciting Durood Sharif very extensively. I get many letters in which they mention the blessings of reciting Durood Sharif, and this is also included in the prayers which I have prescribed for the Khilafat Jubilee. And there is Tasbih and Tahmeed, and also Durood is mentioned. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, Subhanallah al-Azim, Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. This is also a part of it. And the complete Durood Sharif that we recite in the prayer, that is also a part of that. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ala ali Muhammadin kama salli ta'ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim innaka hamidu majid. Allahumma barik ala Muhammadin wa ala ali Muhammadin kama barakta ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim innaka hamidu majid. And also in a specific number, it has been said that people should be repeating it in a fixed number of times. So one should get into habit of doing it regularly. And Ahmadis, as I mentioned, they do recite Durood, and they should pay this attention also because of the fact that in this age, Allah Almighty has drawn our attention, Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam has drawn our attention to this point, and also he has emphasized on the importance of invoking Durood for the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. As he has mentioned on several occasions, in one place he says that Durood Sharif, which is a means of getting steadfastness, should be recited very extensively, but not in a ceremonial way. But it should be, but considering the beneficence and the kindness of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we should recite it. And also for the increase in his higher and higher spiritual status and for his success. And the result of that would be that you will get the very beautiful and tasty fruit of the acceptance of prayer. There are three ways of acceptance of prayer. The first one is, in kuntum tuhibbuna Allah fattabi'uni, that if you really love Allah Almighty, then you should follow the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And the second is that Ya Yuhlazina Amanu Sallu Alaihi Wasallimu Taslima, that O ye people who believe, the believers, you invoke durood and salam upon that Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And the third one is the love of Allah, if that is Muhabbat Ilahi, the special blessings of Allah Almighty, special bounty from Allah Almighty. As a result of that, the prayers are accepted. So as long as people are paying attention to this durood, through the blessing, they will get the progress of the community and their attachment with the institution of Khilafat, and also safeguard from some bad effects. So I want to draw your attention to this point, that particularly at this time, you should invoke the blessings of Allah and say the durood, because the enemies are attacking the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the Holy Quran, and they are trying to sling mud upon them in these days. And but as a result of these vicious activities of these opponents of Islam, we Ahmadis should make a firm resolve that we should be invoking a durood in billions and billions of times upon the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The Jamaat as a whole, when they invoke blessings, then or if they do at one time, then the number of that would go into millions. And not only today, but keeping this point in mind, if people invoke this durood, particularly considering this point, so that Allah Almighty should listen to our prayers and accept this durood from us, about which He Himself has instructed that we should say durood and invoke durood for the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and for the glory of the face of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and its glamour should be spreading in the world much more than ever before. So nowadays, when the enemies, because of their foul language and they are crossing all limits of decency, then we should also we should follow in the example of the Holy Promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam. Adu jab bad gaya shor o fagame neha hum ho gaye yare nehame, that when the enemy has excelled the limits, we also excel in our prayers to Allah Almighty. So we should exceed and increase in our invoking durood for the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. May Allah enable us to do so, to do full justice to this one, to this obligation, and may Allah enable us to present the teachings of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the Holy Quran in a beautiful way to the whole world. And Allah also enable us to have the blessings of Rafiq Ala, our great friend, Allah Almighty, who protects His people, His chosen people, and also gives them further successes. So as this time and age and the time to come until the day of resurrection is the time of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, so therefore we should pray to Allah Almighty that, O Allah, the last victory is definitely, ultimately, is going to be of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But accepting our prayers, you kindly bring it to our time and enable us to witness that the Jamaat of Holland, this Wilder, who is an MP there, they should make this point clear to this Member of Parliament, that we do not take the law in our hand. And we are not going to take any revenge by taking the law into our hand. But we believe in such a God who always captures those people who transgress and exceed the limits. If you do not stop from these vicious activities that you are doing, you are liable to be punished and liable to be caught. So have the fear of Allah Almighty and bring about a change in you. Definitely we are believers in Allah. We believe in such Allah who is Rafiq, who is very kind. And He is the one who shows His mercy and compassion to the people and takes mercy upon people. And also protects them from any harm and to keep them in peace all the time. and in the attributes of Allah Almighty, and having the acquiring those attributes in our humble way, in order to protect you, we say that you change, you mend your ways and bring about a change in you, and this is the last effort that we are doing. And after that, Waris Anil Jahileen, we will completely ignore these ignorant people and leave the matter in the hand of Allah Almighty. And Allah Almighty, He knows how to establish the honor and glory of His chosen Prophet. Hazrat Masih Maud Salatu Waslam says that that perfect man, the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, people tortured him and persecuted him in a very bad way, and calling names and foul language, and bad things were done to him. But what did he do in response to that one? He prayed for these people. And as Allah Almighty has given this promise that you ignore these ignorant people, and then we are going to protect you and safeguard you, and these bad people, they will not be able to attack you. And the same thing happened, and all these opponents of the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, they could not bring cause any damage to his glory and beautiful name, and they actually fell down at his feet, or they were destroyed at their feet, or they were destroyed. Today as well, the Allah of the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is alive, and the enemies are not going to succeed in their vicious activities, and they are going to be disgraced. But the duty that has been entrusted to us, that we have to do, and we have to continuously perform that, the preaching of Islam to the whole world, and for the betterment and kindness of the people, with a very gentle way, we have to continue spread this message to the people. And we should be very kind and very meek. And what does Allah Almighty teach us in the Holy Quran? There is a Shura, verse 41 in Surah Shura. It says, Jazao sayyatun sayyatun misluha, faman afa waslaha, fajruhu alallah. Innahu la yuhibbu zalimin. That the recompense of aggression is equal to that aggression. But whosoever forgives, provided that person reforms that his ways, then the reward of that is with Allah Almighty. Surely He does not like the unjust people. Hazrat Masih Maud Alaihi Salatu Waslam says that the punishment of a vice is equal to that, but this some who forgives, and he forgives at a point as a result of which reformation takes place, and there is no harm coming out of that forgiveness, and that should be just at the right moment of forgiveness, then he will get the reward of that one. This verse very clearly shows that the Quranic teaching is not that without any reason and at every time and every place we should not defend against the evils, and we should not punish them. But the teaching is that we should see that whether that time is for forgiveness or to take revenge. So, in case of these people, whatever is good, that should be adopted. Sometimes, if you don't forgive any culprit, then he repents. And sometimes you forgive and he becomes all the time more bold about it. So Allah Almighty says, don't go for forgiveness in a blind way, but always see that what is more appropriate and suitable, whether it is in revenge or in punishing the person. So whatever is suitable according to the situation, do that one. And this is very clear, that as some people are very strong in their hatred, and sometime they remember the hatred shown by their ancestors, forefathers. And there are some people who are extremely advanced in forgiveness, and sometime as a result of this excessive forgiveness, they sometime become very complacent, and sometime they show such a kindness which is against the sense of honor and dignity, and actually they put a stigma on their chastity, and they do certain things which other people absolutely abhor. So because of these shortcomings, Allah Almighty has mentioned that you always have to see the appropriate time for anything that you do, and has not taught us anything which is without the consideration of the time. So this is something about which the opponents of Islam, they sometime criticize. So as long as the war is declared, war is going on, as long as the enemies are attacking the Muslims, so until that time, people have to, Muslims have to reply to that very firmly. And as soon as the war is over, after that there is no aggression permitted at all. And those captives of war, they have to be set free. And if there are some social problems, and then for the reformation of that, then you see that whether in harshness you can reform that or through forgiveness. If through forgiveness you can bring about a reformation, and if you are very kind to such people, if you are sure that the person is going to reform, and the crime that he has committed, that was out of compulsion, he is not a habitual criminal, so in that case forgiveness is better, because that leads to reformation. But if he is a habitual criminal, then if you go on forgiving such a person, then the peace of society will be destroyed. Allah Almighty, who is the companion, the best companion of his people, who is the these people who are Ibadur Rahman, the servants of Allah, those who give all types of sacrifices for the sake of Allah Almighty, and they are ready for that, and those who are very who are always worshipping him, Allah Almighty creates for them such situation that which protect the people from the harms coming to them from their enemies. And as Allah Almighty, in order to take somebody from the sickness, Allah Almighty mentioned his attribute of Rafiq and said like this. So Allah Almighty has drawn our attention to this fundamental point, that your objective should be reformation. And if you ignore this objective, then that other objective would not be right, and that would be aggression. And Allah Almighty does not like those people who transgress and cross the limits. Allah Almighty are those who completely do away with injustice. In this verse of Surah Shura which I have recited, the next verses further explain the beautiful teachings of Islam. Allah Almighty says, وَلَمَنْ انْتَصَرَ بَعْدَ ظُلْمِهِ فَأُولَٰئِكَ مَا عَلَيْهِمْ مِنْ سَبِيلٍ. And those after the aggression, if they injustice, they take revenge, then there is no blame on them. إِنَّمَا السَّبِيلُ عَلَى الَّذِينَ يَزْلِمُونَ النَّاسَ وَيَبْغُونَ فِي الْأَرْضِ بِغَيْرِ الْحَقِّ أُولَٰئِكَ لَهُمْ عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ. That the blame is only on those people who commit injustice against people and go for transgression and commit aggression. For these people, the punishment, very severe punishment is there. And also it says that if you are steadfast and forgiving and you go for perseverance, then this is a matter of great resolve. So the first point to be understood here is that it is allowed to take revenge. Therefore, you can take the law into your hand and take the revenge in any way. Even if the Muslims understand it, take it in that way, those who have the knowledge of the Quran, they understand the true significance of the meaning. But the enemies, those who are always there to criticize, they always take this meaning out of it. So it should be remembered that Allah Almighty has given us the command that you go to Ulul Amr, the people in authority, and you listen to the command of Allah and His Messenger. And in this age, if this subject is being discussed, so then the meaning of this verse would be that according to the rule of the land, whatever revenge you can take according to the law of the land, that you take, but you are not allowed to take the law into your hand. Otherwise, you will be opening the door of further injustices. So the revenge of injustice has to be taken remaining within the boundary of the law, within the limits of law. And Islam's teaching is not imaginative, or it is not like which cannot be put into practice. The only thing is that people have to understand what is the teaching of Islam. The enemies, instead of understanding it, they interpret it in a different way, in their own way. So Islam gives us a practical way that everybody does not have the courage to forgive. So if some aggression is committed against you, you can take the revenge and you can fight back, but remain within the limits of the law. And then it says that if Allah Almighty gets hold of these people, those who commit aggression and do injustice without any reason, and they usurp the rights of other people. And all types of rights are included in this one, the moral, the emotional, and religious, and social, all types of things are included in it. And these people, those who usurp the rights of other people, these people actually destroy the peace of society. And they harm other people without any justification. And this is open rebellion and aggression against the rule of given by God. And if these people, they, according to the local rules of their countries, they are protected against their crimes, as in the Western, under the name of the freedom of religion, sometime they are playing with the sentiments of other people under their law. But all these people must remember that there is a God who has got all the power, and everybody has to go before that God one day, sooner or later. And for these rebellious people, God Almighty, in the next life, he has a severe punishment in store for these people. And then in the teachings of the Holy Quran, the quality of forbearance is mentioned there. When other people say that Islam is not patient, there is no tolerance in Islam. And the last verse which I have recited, Allah Almighty says that although you have the right to take the revenge according to the law and up to the extent of the aggression, but the high moral is that you have perseverance and forgive and try to reform these people. And for their betterment, you do something. And if through forgiveness you can bring about forgiveness, then you go for it. And the best example of that we see in the life of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and history has preserved that. The Orientalists, they also agree to this one. They admit this one, that when the Jewish people, they tried to poison the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam forgave her. And there are several other occasions when he completely forgave his opponents, as the Promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam has mentioned, which I have just read out to you, that the culmination of that was on the day of the victory of Mecca, when those people who had been torturing his companions and himself as well, that in spite of all the power and the control and the command that he had, he said, لَا تَسْرِبَ عَلَيْكُمُ الْجَوْمِ, that there is no penalty upon you. He completely forgave all these people. Even the enemies still say that there is a harshness in the teachings of Islam and there is no compassion in it. But they say that as if the Holy Prophet, God forbid, did not know anything of compassion and forgiveness. Actually, the fact of the matter is that he was actually putting his life into danger because of the compassion for these people. And those people who are not worshipping Allah Almighty, these people, actually he feared that these people should not be caught in the punishment of Allah Almighty. And because of their overdoings and their injustices that they are committed, which they were doing against the Holy Prophet and his companions, he was all the time worried that the very severe punishment should not befall these people. And expressing this worry of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah Almighty says in the Holy Quran at one point, لَا لَكَ بَاخِعُ النَّفْسَكَ أَلَّا يَكُونُ مُؤْمِنِينَ, that are you going to destroy yourself and perish yourself in this grief that these people do not become believers? Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam says that this verse clearly tells us that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he was so much keen and he was so much full of prayer for the acceptance of, for these people to become Muslims, that it appeared as if he is going to put himself to annihilation. And that is why Allah Almighty said that you should not too much worry about these people and do not take this matter too much seriously, because these people are unmindful of believing in these matters and their objectives are totally different. So in this verse, Allah Almighty has mentioned this thing, this point, that O Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the anxiety and determination and putting your soul into hardship, you are praying for these people, that there is nothing lacking in the efficacy of your prayer. But the condition for the acceptance of the prayer is that the one about whom the prayer is made, that person should not be unmindful and should not be a bad person, otherwise the prayer is not going to be accepted. And the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam showed this type of example as compared, as opposed to his enemies. And these people say that as if there is no forgiveness and compassion in the teachings of Islam. Is a person who is very fond of fighting and bloodshed, does he put himself into this situation of annihilation? The one who is so fond of revenge, does he forgive those people who do all these injustices to him? Allah may give them the insight and understanding, but it is our duty that we should keep this example of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and for the reformation and the betterment of the mankind, we should continue praying to Allah Almighty, so that those people who are right, who are pious people and right-minded people, should bring them to the right path. And these people are now put into a bad situation. What is going to happen to them, we don't know. But it is our duty that, keeping in view the example of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, for the betterment and the improvement of the people of the world, we should always work hard and do best whatever we should remember that we are the follower of that Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who was made the mercy for the whole mankind, rahmatul lil alamin. Allah Almighty says, "Wa ma arsalnaka illa rahmatan lil alamin," that we have not sent you but as a mercy personified for the whole of mankind. Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam says that this exactly applies to the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This part of the verse applies to the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that when he used to present this noble example at all times, and through his morals and perseverance and kindness, and he fulfilled his mission in every respect, and he invited the attention of the people to Allah Almighty in sacrifice of his wealth, in being kind, and also logical and miracles. He did not spare anything. And one way of reformation is to beat, as sometimes the mother threatens to beat the child. That is also. So this punishment from Allah is also becomes a sort of a way of reformation. So Allah Almighty sometime teaches them the right path by punishing them. So he was mercy personified, and every action of him was only there for this purpose, that people should be able to become the recipient of the mercy of Allah. And that person whose action and every word that he spoke, that was for the sake of the mercy of the mankind. That was for. And it is height of injustice to say that God forbid that he came to bring the teaching of harsh. So I present some more examples which show his kindness and his graciousness. In one hadith it is mentioned, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that, yes sir, that you make the life easier and don't make it difficult. Always give the glad tidings and don't put the people off. And when he used to advise that, he was the very first person to act upon that and more than anybody else. And also in another hadith it is mentioned, Hazrat Abu Huraira relates that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that a trader, he used to lend money to the people, and whenever he used to spot a poor person, he used to ask his people to help that person and did not press for his demand for the repayment. And Allah Almighty forgave that person because of this good quality. So these are the people who try to acquire and adopt the qualities of Allah Almighty. So Allah Almighty also treats them in a very special way. Hazrat Huzaifa رضي الله تعالى عنه relates that somebody would be brought to Allah Almighty who was given a lot of wealth by Allah. Allah Almighty would say to him that, what did you do in the world? He would say, in your life, what did you do? He would say that, you gave me the wealth. I used to get into business and in dealings with the people I used to have. And forgiveness and being kind was my way. And those people who could afford, I used to give treat them nicely. And those who were very hard up, I used to give relaxation. And Allah Almighty would say that it behoves me that I should be showing more mercy and forgiveness to my servants more than anybody else. So these people were actually extremely desirous of getting the blessings of Allah Almighty, and they used to be very kind to other people. And also in another hadith it is mentioned by Hazrat Aisha Siddiqa رضي الله تعالى عنها that the Holy Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said that kindness in every matter increases the beauty of that one. And if you take this kindness from any action, that it mars the beauty of that. As we have seen in the first hadith, that because of kindness, Allah Almighty also shows kindness to His creature and His people. And because of this treatment, there are occasions when these people are forgiven. In one hadith it is mentioned, Hadrat Ibn Masood relates that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that, shouldn't I tell you that the person would be completely safe from the punishment of fire? Those people are completely safe, that the one who is creating kindness for the people and gives relaxation to the people, and he is accessible and forgiving. And then in one place it is mentioned that the Holy Prophet ﷺ said, the one who does not treat the people kindly, he is actually depriving himself from all types of goodness. Then Hazrat Aisha relates that the Holy Prophet ﷺ said that, O Aisha, Allah Almighty is very kind and very forgiving, and He likes this kindness and gives the person as a result of kindness that which he does not give otherwise. So the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who was always very keen to get the love of Allah Almighty, can it be expected from him that he should be advising other people about kindness and he himself was not showing the same kindness? And then he says, Hazrat Jabir relates that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that there are three things, if they are present in someone, then Allah Almighty will keep him under His protection and mercy and enter him into the paradise. The first one is that he should be very kind towards the poor people and weak people. And second is, he should be very dutiful towards parents. And the third one is that he should be very kind towards the servants and their helpers. Hazrat Aisha also relates that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that, O Aisha, you be kind, because Allah Almighty, if He wants to give blessing to some household, then these people are guided to the door of kindness and forgiving by Allah. Hazrat Muawiyah bin al-Hakam as-Salami Raziyallahu ta'ala anhu relates that I was standing by the side of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in prayer. Somebody sneezed and I said loudly, Yarhamukallah, may Allah have mercy upon you. People started staring at me, which I disliked. And I said, why are you looking at me with these strange eyes? Then they started putting their hands on their thighs. And when I felt that these people are actually trying to silence me, so I kept silence. And when the prayer was over, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam turned to me and I haven't seen such a great teacher and loving teacher as the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was. He did not scorn at me, he did not reprimand me, and he simply said that during the prayer it is not appropriate to talk to anyone. The prayer is for tasbih, tahmid and remembrance of Allah. So these were the beautiful ways of his instruction and teaching. And what was his treatment to the opponents and the enemies and other people? So some we have seen at the time of the victory of Mecca. On the very first occasion, the Battle of Badr, there is one incident that on that occasion, the place where the people, the Muslim army settled down, that was a good place. And Hazrat Khawab bin Munzar, that place was not asked the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that have you chosen this place under instruction from Allah or it is your own choice. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that this is just from from this point of view that it is good for us. So then he suggested that we should move to that place where there is a fountain of water and we can make a reservoir around it and have water, plentiful water there. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that yes, that's a good suggestion. And then along with the companions, he moved closer to the fountain of water and settled there. And after some time, the non-believers, they came to have some water. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked them that give them some water. Because they were thinking, the companions, that these people would not be perhaps given permission to take water. But the Holy Prophet ﷺ said that, no, it is not fair, give them water to the enemies. So this was the attitude of the Holy Prophet ﷺ. This was his example, that this is one of the things in the battle that people sometimes deprive the enemies from bounties. But it was not the way of the Holy Prophet ﷺ. That they should be stopped from taking water. And he did so because he realized that he is the reflection of the attributes of Allah Almighty. I will allow them to take water from these people. But if these people, they get hold of this place, they are going to deprive us from that. So this was with both the considerations. Is there anyone today, when these worldly people, they declare themselves to be highly civilized, can you see any example of this kindness to your enemies? So these high morals and this kindness and this forgiveness and this kind treatment, these are the noble examples of that which the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam presented before his followers. And the most excellent examples of that was presented by the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. May Allah enable the people of the world to see this noble example of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam with their eyes. And also may Allah accept our prayers and our durood and bless it in such a way that very soon we are able to see the blessed face of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam with all its glory and beauty in every town, in every city, in every village, in every place. And the whole world should come under the banner of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And each and every enemy of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who are completely trespassing the standards of justice and they are attacking on the honor of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they should be put to disgrace.
Mm-hmm.
Alhamdulillah nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruhu wa nu'minu bihi wa natawakkalu alayhi wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyiati a'malina من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله
Huzur says that there is a sad news recently on 19th of March. Dr. Muhammad Sarwar Khan Sahib in District Peshawar, there is a village at night time at 8 p.m. he was martyred in his village. Somebody knocked at his door and he used to run a clinic. And some unknown mischief mongers, they came and they opened up the fire upon him and killed him there. In Allahi wa inna ilaihi rajiun, he was 74. He did his bath in 1954. And for the sake of Ahmadiyyat, he offered great sacrifices. He was very bold, very courageous person, very pious man. And in the whole area, he enjoyed a very good reputation. And he also was a very expert doctor with a lot of healing. And he was attacked previously as well, but Allah Almighty protected him all, every time. In spite of these attacks, repeated attacks, because he was very bold, people asked him to leave the village, but he did not leave his place. He has six daughters and three sons. May Allah give comfort to all these people and raise his status and he give him a lofty place in paradise.
Ibadallahi rahimakumullah Innallaha ya'muru bil adli wal ihsani wa ita'i dhil qurba وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون اذكروا الله يذكركم وادعوه يستجب لكم ولذكر الله أكبر